Mad Marv's Notebook for August 18th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. It's already the 18th of the month, and I forgot to start counting down after the halfway point in the month. So, 31 and 18, 13 days more to go, under 2 weeks. Oh, that means I'm going to be flying out in a couple of weeks for Dragon Con. I know I kind of started packing, but not that seriously. Did I already talk about this? Yeah, maybe I did. Doesn't matter. Moving on. Let's see. This you might be able to tell. This is one of those days where I don't have really anything to talk about. So, going back to what the idea that I have before. I want to talk about books that are not lit RPG, but I still think are worthwhile. Could have swore I must have talked about the Expeditionary Force before. This is a sci-fi series by, you know, I really should have looked this up before I started recording. Okay, yeah, got it. Expeditionary Force series by Craig Allenson. And let's see, this is kind of an old series. I mean, it's got 19 books in the series, though. But the real attraction for it is, well, the main character is kind of an ordinary guy in the service. In the far future-ish, you know, enough where space travel and interdimensional, what was it? No, intergalactic. Galactic stuff happens, and his little omnipotent sidekick, his name's Skippy the A-hole, to everybody else. But this time I want to talk about one of the side species in this universe. So, you know how Star Trek has the Ferengi? They're kind of treated as the sidekick species of pretty much, well, the Federation for sure, but nobody else really takes the Ferengi very seriously, but they are entertaining, so they have value, at least in the eyes of the fans. So in the Expeditionary Force universe, that species is called the Gerapthe, and they are described as beetles, or beetle-like, you know, aliens. And the thing that makes them hilarious, and I could swear that the only reason they make an appearance in each one of the last half dozen books now is just so that he can work in more names of Gerapthe ships. Because their naming convention is really oddball. Where's the AI summary of it has the best short description. Let me go find that. Okay, just understand the ship names are, there's military ones and there's the ones from the ECO. And here's the description. The ECO is the Ethics and Compliance Office. It is the Gerapthe military branch that enforces gambling law. Technically an anti-corruption body, in practice a spy agency running black ops under Captain So-and-so, the character doesn't matter. Its charter is to observe the spirit of the law, which is Gerapthe, as they define it as, the express intent to do what is profitable. Naturally, their ships are all named like a criminal defense attorney's greatest hits. And just, I'm going to pick a few of my favorites. This ship is named Rock Solid and Suspiciously Convenient Alibi, or the Plausible Deniability, or the Parole Violation. The more popular ones are, We'll Do Sketchy Things, or It Was Like That When We Got Here, and the hands-down favorite, We don't want to brag about that thing. You can't prove we did. And I gotta believe the only reason this species is kept around is so that the author can come and introduce more ship names into the books because the fans demand it. Anyway, if this is the kind of thing that floats your boat, I encourage you to try the first book in the series called Columbus Day. And with that, I'll talk to you tomorrow.